Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, December 10th, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Melissa Niemeyer, Music Ministry Assistant at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Blessed Adventide to you. It's good to spend a little time. We always get to talk about music at St. Paul's around this time of year. Well, around the seasons of the church year. And that's one of the things that I love about having the conversations with you all is that you have great music to help us remember where we are in the church year and to carry along the gospel message for that time of year. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do as a music ministry assistant at St. Paul.
Well, I'm assistant to Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's, and I really do a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Just whatever needs to be done. I help with service playing, help organize music at St. Paul's, school choir. I get to interact with the school, so I love that too.
Wonderful.
A lot of different things.
So you said by service playing, I would gather you're an organist as well then?
I am. I'm an organist and pianist, and I like to dabble in harpsichord.
Wonderful. Always dabbling in harpsichord, always a little dangerous, right?
Exactly.
What is, when it comes to church music, do you have a favorite area of music in the church?
Oh, boy. Well, it actually started out that my first love was piano,
mm-hmm.
and organ was just something I kind of had to do. And then I grew in my love for organ. So I would say that service playing is definitely a highlight. But I also love accompanying the choirs.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good part of that.
Well, speaking of choirs, very special, one of the special things that that St. Paul does is this, the service of sacred music for the time of Christmas. And that's coming up very soon, December 13th and 14th, correct?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And so at 5 p.m. on Saturday, December 13th, and Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m., and, handbell pre-service music.
Yes, handbell pre-service music will start 20 minutes before the hour.
Very nice.
That's led by, I believe, the women's handbell choirs and the adult handbell choir, led by Carol Petering, our director.
Very good. You have more than one handbell choir. That's just...
We do.
Lovely. I'd love to have one handbell choir.
We are blessed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. So tell us about this service of sacred music for the time of Christmas. What is it all about? What is the heart of this service?
Well, it's said in the service of evening prayer, mm-hmm. which is appropriate for the time of day. And it features a lot of choral music, but it also features opportunities for the congregation to sing along some favorite Christmas and Advent hymns,
mm-hmm.
And also readings from Scripture.
So it's a service of evening prayer, some choral music, some you said some hymns and congregational singing,
yes.
as well. Advent, a little bit of Advent, some Christmas as well. Let's talk about some of the selections that you all have chosen for this service. I believe we have some of the choral selections today to listen to. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. The first one would be a selection from Bach's Christmas Oratorio, mm-hmm. a very famous aria. It's actually Bereite dich Zion, which is Prepare Thyself Zion, which our school choir is going to sing. It's actually a setting by Michael Burkhart. So the sample you're going to play mm-hmm. is a soloist singing, but this will actually be our school choir.
Very good. And what are the ages of the students in the school choir?
The students in the school choir are 5th through 8th grade. We have about 34 students in the school choir. And this will be organ, cello, and mm-hmm. violin.
5th through 8th grade. Okay, now, and you mentioned that this recording that we have is a soloist, but we get an idea of the selection of music.
Right.
All right, very good. And this is Prepare Thyself, Zion, is that correct?
Yes,
and
that's right.
You gave us the German, correct?
Right.
Do that one more time. It's just beautiful.
Bereite dich Zion.
Very good.
Hopefully I did it right.
Thank you.
We are talking about the service of sacred music for the time of Christmas at St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri, with Melissa Niemeyer, this morning music ministry assistant there. And one of the nice things about these special services, the sacred music services at St. Paul, is a chance to step away from what we do day to day, to come and reflect and to be edified, to be encouraged, and to get to sing some great music as well that helps us do that. This time of year is very, well, we don't have as much sunlight.
Right.
It's a little bit darker, and it's just a gloomy time of year to some degree, even though we have the season of Christmas. And that's something that certainly brightens this time. And how does this service help with that?
Well, this service is really a time to step away from the, quote, hustle and bustle of the Christmas year and all the focus that the world puts on it with shopping. And, you know, it's all about me and the gloominess, like you said, of the year, and to step away and to focus on the true reason for Christmas, Jesus, the mm-hmm. light of the world. Not only does this bring light in the service, just every day of our lives.
Right.
So even displayed by the candlelight in the service, we're hoping to illuminate that.
Sure, and that's how the service begins. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Right.
The light no darkness can overcome. That's, I think, one of my the opening versicles of evening prayer. I think some of my favorite because of that. The reminder that Jesus is the light that no darkness can overcome, even when everything seems gloomy, when things seem dark, when sin seems to be overbearing on us, to be reminded of that, and to be reminded of that in word and song, even better. Now, we have another selection to help us focus on that light.
Yes, this is Joyous Light of Glory, setting by Carl Schalk, which will be sung by our adult choir. And this will be during the processional, where the mm-hmm. Christ candle is being brought into the church, and our acolytes will begin to illuminate the chancel and the nave.
Very good. Joyous Light of Glory.
Oh.
Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun and we look to the evening light. Beautiful words to begin the service right at, as you said at the processional, the beginning right after the versicles there. We sing to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy of being praised with pure voices forever. O Son of God, O Giver of life, the universe proclaims your glory. All about light, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Beautiful music. What do you love, Melissa, about being a part of the service and being there? Is there any particular part of the service that really is the highlight for you?
Well, the past few years, the highlight has been the congregational singing at mm-hmm. the end for me. I mean, I love the entrance at the sure. beginning with all the light, but really hearing the congregation sing the hymns that they love to sing at the end and closing with Silent Night, there's just nothing better than that. I'm usually up in the balcony looking down from the organ loft and just looking down on all the people singing. And
I'm sure from up there, you can just hear the voices just ringing in the sanctuary. It's
yes.
a lovely sanctuary. Great for music and a great place for good music like this. Well, we're going to talk more about the service and take a listen to some more of the selections here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break. Before we go to that break, I want to go over some of the details again. Service of Sacred Music for the Time of Christmas at St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere. And it's a service of evening prayer, includes scripture, choirs, handbells, orchestra, and congregational singing hymns. It's Saturday, December 13th, 5 p.m., Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. What's the easiest way to describe where it's located?
Well, it's just east of 270, mm-hmm. and it's right across from West County Center.
Very good. So, stop in before or after your Christmas shopping,
right,
I suppose. Huh?
Right.
Very good. And it'll be certainly a nice way to calm down after that craziness. Well, we'll finish our conversation here in just a little bit when we come back from the break. Stick around for more as we're talking with Melissa Niemeyer from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere.
All of us here at KFUO invite you to our open house on Monday, December 15th. Beginning at 10 a.m., join the Lutheran Church Missouri Senate President Matthew Harrison with a special KFUO chapel service. Following the service, we'll have a reception with cake, coffee, and punch. And while you're here, visit the studios and see our KFUO history exhibit with many historic items on display. If you can't make it at 10, that's okay. You're welcome to join us anytime during the day up until 4 p.m. to visit the studios and the history display. So mark your calendars today and come and celebrate our 90-year anniversary with us during our open house on Monday, December 15th. KFUO located at the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, 1333 South Kirkwood Road in St. Louis. KFUO, the world's oldest Christian radio station, celebrating 90 years of broadcasting the gospel. We are the messenger of good news.
In our 75th year, we are blessed at Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service with all that the Lord has helped us accomplish, and we are especially grateful to the churches and New American Ministries who took part in our anniversary. As we continue the journey, take a minute to learn more about Lutheran's special history of welcoming the sojourner through our celebration video at lirs.org/historyofwelcome.
In this season of Advent, we Christians recognize our need for a Savior and look with great anticipation to the birth of Jesus Christ. But all around the world, there are millions of people still living in spiritual darkness. You can help introduce them to the light of the Savior by providing catechisms and Bible storybooks translated into the languages of the world. Learn more about this mission at lhfmissions.org.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, Melissa Niemeyer. She's music ministry assistant at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. We're talking about the upcoming service of sacred music for the time of Christmas coming up December 13th and 14th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. Lovely music that I always enjoy these conversations because we get to hear some great music. And that means that great music will be presented at the service as well. And so we've discussed a few of the pieces already. We have a couple more pieces pieces, hopefully, that we'll get to squeeze in here this morning. What's this next piece?
Well, this piece is called This Little Babe. It's actually taken from A Ceremony of Carols by Benjamin Britten. It's actually set for harp, but we're going to be doing it with piano, since we don't have a harp. And it's going to be sung by the school choir. And it's interesting. It has some very rich text to it, which kind of contrasts Jesus as a little baby in the manger, but also as a warrior battling against Satan. And, you know, this isn't the type of thing that one would typically think students would be terribly excited about, but we actually got requests from them this year to sing this piece.
What do they love about it so much?
Well, I think, first of all, they like the kind of jagged warrior-like melody. I think it's just fun to sing for them. But I think they also appreciate the depth of the text. Mm-hmm. It's just very neat. Like the first stanza goes, "This little babe, so few days old, is come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold do shake. For in this week, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise."
To look at that, to look in the manger and see that little baby, the meek little baby there, and to realize that he has come to fight.
Right.
He's come to conquer sin, death, and the devil. And well, let's take a listen to this piece again. And it is called This Little Babe. And you said it was from Benjamin Britten, correct?
Mm-hmm. The Ceremony of Carols.
Very good. This Little Babe, a selection that will be included in a service of sacred music for the time of Christmas. This Little Babe, Benjamin Britten, and you said it, what was the, it's from?
It's from his Ceremony of Carols.
Ceremony of Carols. I could see, as listening to that piece, I could hear how the children would like it.
I think they also like the echo effect.
Yes.
Because one group comes in and then it finally breaks into three groups, which can be a little tricky, but I think they enjoy the challenge.
And these are, you said, fifth through eighth grade, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Very good. And the one more piece that that we have to listen, that we get to listen to, we have here with us this morning. And tell us a little bit about this piece, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce it.
Well, this is by Heinrich Schütz, which is Odie Christus Natus Est. I don't know a lot about it, to be honest, but this will be sung by our adult choir, and it's for S-S-A-T-T-B, so it really breaks down the choir.
Many, many parts.
Yes, many parts, and it has a recurring Alleluia section.
Very good. And where does this occur in the service? I'm missing.
I actually don't have it in front of me.
That's okay. That's okay. I was looking and I missed it. Okay. So let's listen to this. And what was the name of the piece again?
This is Odie Christus Natus Est.
Oh,
we're taking a listen to some of the selections from a service of sacred music for the time of Christmas, a service coming up at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Today we're talking with Melissa Niemeyer, and I enjoyed that piece. Now, I took a guess at what language it was, and I was close. I said French because I saw the word est at the end of the end of that, but it's Latin.
Yes, it's entirely in Latin.
And so when we sing in other languages, it's always good to know what we're singing.
Right. And we do print the translations in the service folder so that the congregation
sure.
knows what we're saying.
So, I understand you brought along that translation with you this morning.
I did.
Tell us what's at the heart of this text. What does the translation say for us?
Well, Hodie Christus Natus Est is today Christ is born. Mm. And then there's a recurring Alleluia section. So the text reads as today Christ is born, Alleluia. Today the Savior has appeared. Today on earth the angels sing, the archangels rejoice. Today the righteous exult, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men of his favor. Alleluia.
Hmm. Beautiful. And it sounds beautiful, certainly, in Latin as well. That just reminds me I should probably work on my theological languages a little more, right? Well, the service coming up Saturday, December 13th and Sunday, December 14th. Saturday, it's at 5 p.m. and Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m. At St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. How can we find out more information about the service? How can we get in touch with St. Paul's De Pere? Phone number, web address, those types of things?
Yes. Well, if you would like to call to find out more information, you can call the church office at 314-822-0447. Or you can visit our website, which is www.stpaulsdepere.org. That's S-T-P-A-U-L-S, and then D-E-S-P-E-R-E-S.org. And if you click on the left-hand side on events, that will bring up the Music at St. Paul's page. Or you can visit us on Facebook. We're also on Facebook.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, always trying to explain how to spell De Pere to to folks who aren't familiar or who are new to the St. Louis area. Des Perez.
We always joke, it's despair.
Despair.
In the state of misery.
Well, very good. But it won't be that way
with
the music. The music is always just very fine at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. And so grateful that you all work. How long does it take to prepare music like this? How long have you all been working on the selections for this service?
Well, it really depends on which piece we're doing
sure.
and if the choir has sung the piece before.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say they're familiar with some of them and not so familiar with the others. So we begin probably 2 or 3 months in advance and send out instrumental packets and start the choir on certain pieces, depending on the level of difficulty.
So it certainly takes some time, and I can understand. Being a musician myself, I understand that it takes a lot mm-hmm. of time, but it's so worth it when you get to yes. come together with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and share great music like this and to be encouraged mm-hmm. and edified by it. Well, there are other events at St. Paul, great music and services, and I gather we can find those at the website as well, St. Paul's Pair.org.
Yes.
I find all those other services and presentations for the time of Christmas at St. Paul's. And man, always great music. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for spending some time with us this morning. Melissa Niemeyer, Music Ministry Assistant at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Thanks for talking with us about the upcoming services.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the Daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Professor Ben Haupt from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis this morning as we get into 1 John. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.